Ours to Protect, a climate and environmental programme on WLR with Clodagh Walsh.
Hello and welcome to this week's Ours to Protect. Take a listen. That's the sound of honeybees busy at work in their hive. And today is the first of a two-part series where we're going to look at the place of the Irish honeybee in our ecosystem. Now, I'm sure every child in the country, every child in the county knows the importance of honeybees, but we're going to take a refresher course. Colette O'Connell is the Education Officer and Joint PRO with the County Waterford Beekeepers Association.
Honeybees and other pollinating insects are responsible for pollinating food crops, so food that we eat, apples, pears, they are all dependent on insects for pollination. And without those insects, we'd end up with poor quality fruit or maybe no fruit at all. And in some places like China, they've actually had to resort to using drones for pollination and also hand pollinating crops. So they're very, very important to the continuation of life here on Earth. Indeed, Albert Einstein is reported to have said that within 4 years of the extinction of bees, mankind would be gone. Now, whether he actually said it or not, but it's a quote that's well known and it actually indicates the importance of these pollinators to our survival.
The East Waterford Beekeepers run classes all the time for people who would like to begin beekeeping. In fact, they're running one at the moment in Dungarvan. And Marty Bates, who's the chairperson of the association, he's a new convert to beekeeping and he was one of those people who took up and went to one of those classes. And he talked to me about the importance of training and understanding the process before you consider keeping bees.
It's really not something that you can take up without being educated and without knowing how to do it, right? Not from the point of view of whether it's safety, there's public safety obviously as well, but bees are classed as livestock, so you need to know how to look after them, right? What they need. You learn about the different types of hives, you learn about the different bee diseases that are there and what to look for, you know, how to approach the hive and what to do, what to look for when you actually open the hive. We go through everything that you need to know and we bring people out to the apiary and we show them the hives and they're trained in how to do what you need to do. Where you place your hive is going to have some bearing on the honey that you're going to end up with. It depends on the crops. The local farmers will be, if they're planting rapeseed, for example, then they need the honeybee to fertilise the flowers so they can have the oil. That particular type of honey is beautiful honey, but it's a lot thicker than the honey that they would get from if they were foraging on blackberries, for example. The honey that they would get from foraging on heather, again, that's completely different. And yeah, there are distinctive tastes, even, you know, in different, a few miles apart, the honey would be completely different.
The apiary manager is PJ Kern. He is a full-time honey producer who also breeds bees.
Our honey has such a mix of all the different flowers in it. Like when we start our season in kind of May, we have all the trees, the horse chestnut, sycamore, white thorn, you know what I mean, all those trees are coming in there in May, and then they stop flowering then the end of May, so we kind of have a gap in, and then we start hitting the white clover starts to come in, and then the blackberry would be our main crop, and they kind of flower then from say the second week of June to the second maybe week of July for a month, and then just basically our honey flow as such then is finished at that stage. Now the bees do get later on, they hit the ivy as well. We leave that with them as a food source. It's similar to the rape. It's a very strong taste. If you get to like it, you won't eat any other honey. I know when the bees are actually working because I can smell the aroma when I walk into the apiary. Like you can actually pick it up or you'll smell it.
Really?
It's quite strong, yeah.
In Ireland, there's only one native honeybee, Apis mellifera mellifera, or the northern dark bee. Ireland has some of the purest dark honeybees left in Europe, and the bee is extremely important to agriculture. It's a significant pollinator. Each beehive would have about 50,000 bees at its height in summer, and that has a massive impact on a huge number of crops. However, our native honeybee is endangered because of the import of other strains of bees. That means our genetic stock is in danger of being diluted.
I can breed my own from particular lines of strains of bees that I have. I can breed from those. And my virgin queens, they have to mate in the air. They have to fly to mate. And they can mate up with maybe between 10 and maybe 15 drones. And when they're mated, then they're mated for life. They cannot mate again. They mate with maybe 10 to 15 drones. But our problem is now, you see, because the fact that they mate in the air, now we can do artificial insemination of the queens, but that's another side again, and more work involved in where if we do it, leave it like natural, I can breed my line of queens, so I know exactly where she's coming, but who she actually mates with, I don't have control over that. What happens then is my virgin queens come out to mate. And if there is a kind of a stray drone, as we'd say, Buckfast or Italian or whatever, in the area, and he happens to mate with my virgin queen, I will know then when my queen starts to lay and her offspring, I'd see banding on the bees. So I know then that queen would have to be changed again.
Not only is it the import of bees that has Irish beekeepers worried, but alien pests too, and one in particular, the Asian hornet, on which we will have more next week. Join me then for another Hours to Protect.
Hours to Protect, brought to you by WLR, the IBI, and funded by Comisión na Mban with a television licence fee. Check out hourstoprotect.ie and WLRFM.com for more info.